This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Light rain and lower temperatures are helping firefighters beat back the flames advancing on mountain towns east of San Diego and around Lake Arrowhead in San Bernardino County. It was the first bit of good news in days about the wildfires that have caused at least 20 deaths and destroyed more than 2,500 homes. But while the weather helped, it did not mean the danger was over. Alex Cohen with member station KQED has been in San Bernardino County for 2 days, and she joins us now. Alex, the danger's not over. What do firefighters say about how things look?
Well, like you said, the weather is good news, but it's not great news. Right now, the fire is only 10% contained. That's not much. It's been jumping around throughout the Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear region. There has been some slight drizzle, which helps, but not much. The interesting thing, they say that they're expecting snow up here, which just seems quite remarkable at this point, given all the fire and heat we've had. They're expecting it at elevations of 6,000 and 7,000 feet by Friday night.
You were at an emergency shelter earlier today. Can you tell us what was happening there?
Sure. I was at the San Bernardino Airport. There's a big hangar out there that's being used as a Red Cross shelter right now. The official count of how many people were there as of 8 this morning was 900, but there are a lot more people than that. A lot of them are sleeping out in the parking lot, in tents and RVs. A lot of people are just coming by to try to get assistance right now, trying to find out also information, because that's been one of the hardest things to come by up here, is how people's homes are doing and where the fires are moving.
Are a lot of people trying to get back, even though it may not be safe yet?
Yes. In fact, I interviewed a guy last night. We both kind of came down the mountain together as things started to get really bad and as night started to fall. And the second we got down the mountain, he was a younger guy. He'd come down with his parents, and he was begging me to try to sneak him up past the mountain again. It's hard to get up there unless you're police or fire or if you've got a press pass, because he wanted to go back and save some horses that he was worried about.
I've read that folks there are describing it just in terms that defy description. One woman with the Forest Service there said, called it a tornado made of fire with a will of its own. And I just wonder whether anybody you've talked to, firefighters or rescue workers, have described it in anything like those terms.
Oh, definitely. I've spoken with firefighters who have been doing this for 15 years who said they've just seen nothing like this before. I think it's the size of it, it's the intensity of it, it's the unpredictability of it all, and the fact that there are so many different fires going on right now, the resources are stretched really thin. Now, I talked to one guy, said it'd be one thing if there was this big of a fire and that was the only one and they could all help out, but right now you've got crews spread out all throughout Southern California. It's really hard to keep up.
Is there a sense there that the worst may be over, or are they girding themselves for a very long battle with this fire, which is so powerful?
Well, apparently winds are supposed to pick up here later on, and that could be serious trouble for the firefighters up in the Lake Arrowhead region. There is a lot of potential fuel up there, lots of dead trees. If the wind picks up again, things could get really bad.
And what does that mean for the folks in the shelters? Do they have what they need?
Oh, many of them don't. I mean, there are people walking around in bedroom slippers, in socks, because they didn't take shoes with them. A lot of people who don't have clothes, who don't have food, who don't have jobs because their livelihoods are up there in the mountains, and now all of a sudden they don't have that anymore. So a lot of people really scrambling. There's tons of donations out there right now, but not everything that people actually need. One woman I spoke with, all of her money is invested in a local bank. The ATM machines aren't working. She has no access to cash whatsoever.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Melissa.
Alex Cohen with member station KQED in San Bernardino County.